This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. The toll-free number is 855-450, free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Our username here at Skype is lrn.fm. That allows you to connect with us, and you'll sound better. And if you call us on the Discord on-air call-in line room, which a couple of our callers here tonight have done, you'll sound almost like you're sitting in the studio with us here. I think that call-for-call, Discord calls sound better than people calling on Skype. Not that Skype's bad. Skype has certainly improved over the regular phones, which, again, is toll-free at 855-450-FREE. And here in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Let's pick up the story, Johnson, where we left off, I don't know, an hour ago or something like that. When we were talking about, I think it was menshealth.com, and 20 traits that women in America say they find valuable in
men.
And
we got through three of them.
That's right.
So we are on four, number four of what were character traits. So they broke them down into four different categories of traits, and the first category was character traits, and the fourth one
right, so we've been through faithfulness, dependability, and kindness so far.
And number four is moral integrity. 66% of women believe that if you have the guts to tell the truth, you'll have the guts to be a good, caring partner over the long haul. Just try not to tell her what you really think of her best friend from college, and you're good.
To tell the truth, except that I don't want to hear it. All right.
The fifth character trait that they're looking for, supposedly, is fatherliness. Being a good dad or having the potential to become one is about being a good role model and being patient and caring. Qualities 51% of women want in a partner. Not a dad. Tell her about your favorite niece or nephew or the employee you're mentoring at work.
I mean,
of these percentages, 51% is the lowest one I think has been cited so far.
Right.
I think it makes sense, though. Generally, I mean, people who are good with kids are generally good with people.
Mm. Good point. I got nothing to say on that one.
So moving on, top five personality traits. Number one, sense of humor. Being able to laugh at the stresses of the world is a must, according to 77% of women on our panel. You get bonus points if you can make them laugh. Humor tells a woman that you can laugh at the many difficulties that life throws at you.
Yeah, this is one that definitely you've heard before if you've gone through lists like this. Sense of humor is very important, right? You don't want to be with somebody who's just dreadfully dull all the time or doesn't, you know, get any jokes.
Yeah, it's disarming. That's probably the main thing you have to do is get through. You have to get through whatever battlements, whatever walls and barriers women have put up.
Because they want to feel comfortable.
Humor is the best way to do that.
Break the ice.
Obviously, if folks don't understand this, women have the... You know, they have this commodity, as it were, that somebody's always trying to get. Mm. And they have to obviously weed out the suitors. And the best way to sort of, get yourself noticed is to be at least a little bit funny. At least be willing to laugh at yourself.
For sure.
Number two on the list of personality traits is intelligence. A worldly interesting man is... 55% of women would like to show off. Men who are problem solvers make women feel secure, and men who are always improving are never boring.
Sounds right.
Number three on that list of personality traits is passion. 46% of women like displays of passion because they're not accustomed to seeing them from men. Get passion.
Really?
Yeah.
That men are generally dispassionate about things? They're not interested?
Either that or women are not seeing them be passionate about
things. I think we're taught to be dispassionate, sure.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Get passionate about something. Kayaking, impressionistic art, barbecuing, or Habitat for Humanity. It's proof that you care for and about something beyond yourself.
it gives them, it shows that there's something that you're interested in, and it's a little bit of life that they can squeeze out of you. Oh, so you like medieval Viking role play?
Well, not anymore. I hate that.
That's going to go away.
Yeah.
Number four, confidence. A man who feels secure in his own...
I'm surprised it's that far down the list. I mean, it's the top five still, but...
Right, yep.
As Johnson said, he doesn't believe that women, and consequently anyone really, knows what it is that they want, or at least is willing to say.
Right.
So, you know, I can tell
what
you...
What they say and what they actually want. Is what
I had
saying.
A partner at one point who, you know, was upset at my confidence. She called it arrogance. But, you know, at some point or another, she was able to give up on it. Right, I'm an arrogant guy, right?
Yeah. Well... They say here, a man who feels secure in his own skin makes the woman he's with feel secure.
Which is the important. A lot of them want to feel secure, right?
Right. According to 41% of women, by showing you can handle unfamiliar people or situations, you tell the woman in your life that she need not fear either.
This is the old interaction between men and women that, you know, from back in the Stone Age, right? The woman would come to the man for protection to feel safe.
It's the big trade-off, right?
Yeah.
I would also say that, and we were just talking about my arrogance, so if you're able to own it, that it makes the whatever character trait is not so great, because there's no doubt I'm a vain guy. But I understand that I'm a vain person. I understand that the first thing I think about in any given situation is, how does this affect me?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And as a result, most people can kind of forgive me because I'm willing to say, well, you know, I am an arrogant guy. So...
By the way, people in the Discord chat are commenting on the discussion about the garbage patch, saying that it's BS that this supposed garbage patch the size of Texas or twice the size of Texas in the Pacific Ocean is either way blown out of proportion or not really a thing.
Well, I've heard a lot of news stories on it, and I've seen video of people in garbage, but, I mean, obviously you can't show a garbage patch as large as Texas.
You could
twice the size of Texas.
Show a satellite image.
Yeah.
It's not an island. You can't walk on it. It's just a place where floating plastic kind of collects.
Yeah, wouldn't you see that?
No.
Okay.
Anyway, sorry, I just wanted to inject that since it was brought up and we didn't have much time to discuss it in the last hour. Sorry, go ahead with the list.
So the fifth personality trait, and this one's so far, again, the lowest. This is the lowest percentage of
the five.
I guess, a wanted trait. But generosity. This is important to 38% of women. Generosity doesn't just mean springing for dinner at a four-star. It also means that you're willing to give your time and lend an ear.
Right. The value of having somebody who can contribute to a charity in some way to show that they care about others, that could be valuable to somebody, for sure.
Okay, so the next category of these top five traits are the top five practical skills. And we all know a woman likes skills. Sorry.
Is that a Trump impression?
No, that was a Napoleon Dynamite impression.
Oh, I've never seen it. So I don't know.
There's a great scene where he talks about women wanting skills, like nunchuck skills and
okay.
being able to draw a magical animal. Yeah, anyway.
Those are both good.
So number one top five practical skill is listening. Pay attention.
Yeah, this is a big one, for sure.
Yeah. Pay attention. 53% of women said they feel safe and secure when they know their man will put down his phone and listen. Magic words, I'm here, tell me everything.
Oh, my.
Listening is a good trait just in general to cultivate, whether it be for a business meeting that you have or meeting somebody new for the first time, regardless of whether or not
especially
it's
in
for
this
a romantic...
day and age, right? You know, like...
What do you mean?
With people being so distracted.
Sure.
By everything. Just their own thoughts, their, you know, social media, their whatever. The news.
Yeah. I always feel bad if I'm with somebody, like if I'm here in the studio and there's somebody here who's kind of like, you know, maybe they were co-hosts, but they're hanging out afterwards and I've got stuff I've got to do. I'll always apologize like, look, I'm sorry. I don't mean to be rude, but I have this thing I have to do and I do want to hear what you have to say. But if I'm not looking at you, if my eyes aren't connecting with yours, there's a good chance I'm not giving you my full attention.
Hmm.
And I feel bad about it.
When it comes to listening, yes, I absolutely agree that listening is a great skill. What concerns me is somebody who needs to have a good listener as a mate. It says to me that, you're needy. That's what concerns me about what I hear.
All right, there's more. We'll talk more about that coming up here in moments. 855-450-FREE like freedom. 855-450-3733. I don't hear that when I, hear this particular claim, but we'll continue. It's Free Talk Live.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The Crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The Crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The Crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the Crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratswithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Mark, what do you like about Bitcoin.com?
Mostly when people talk to me about Bitcoin, they want to talk about mining for whatever reason.
Really?
Yeah, for what? Well, it's the other word they...
about it.
What's that?
Not that you know anything about mining, right?
No, but I do know that you can go to pool.bitcoin.com and begin mining relative with your credit card. You just give them a certain amount of money, buy a certain amount of time, and you're mining for that period of time. And you'll get some Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash, depending on what your option.
I didn't know they did credit card. Over there.
I think that's how you pay.
I thought you had to do like bank wire or something like that. Yeah, generally, you either pay with Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash, or I think it's bank wire, Mark. I don't know if
I paid with Bitcoin, so maybe you have to get it the other way. Yeah. I'm not entirely sure.
But it's easy to get started with pool.bitcoin.com because you don't need to know the technical side of mining in order to actually get into it and start. So hopefully reaping some rewards.
And of course, none of the people that that are talking to you about mining know any of the aspects of the technical aspects. So
yeah, you don't need to know anything of that. You just have to be willing to put some money into it over at pool.bitcoin.com. I like the news site personally over at news.bitcoin.com where they've got headlines every single day. You want to know what's
going on? I got one right here.
What is it?
It's I got to scroll down just a second. The government dilemma: how to tax something one pretends does not exist, and then they're holding on a big, somebody's
talking about cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
And of course, the editorial perspective at news.bitcoin.com tends to be on the libertarian side as well. So it's nice to have that perspective when you are looking at the news headlines over at news.bitcoin.com. As we go to the phones, actually to the Discord on air call in line room where A La Loca is on the line. Hello there.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I have two things I wanted to talk about. Hopefully I don't butcher the first topic, but hopefully we'll get through the both of them. But I just wanted to talk about real quick, when you guys were talking in the beginning of the show, a lot of the times when I hear the show, you guys are always mentioning like government and like how negative it is and all that, and I completely agree with you. But like I never hear you guys talk about what the alternative looks like. For normal people, when you hear like someone say, oh, let's just disband government, let's just get rid of it and just do voluntary action together. Like, to me, if I was a normal person, that would sound strange to me.
For sure.
Yeah. So one thing I always try to tell people is like a homeowners association, right? You sign in a contract, you agree to the terms, and you move into that area, and that, and you are governed, I guess you could say, or like,
yep,
agreed to live that way through the homeowners association. So, I mean, just think of that as little micro nations or however you want to think about it. Like, yes, of course, you don't have a forceful government pointing a gun at you and telling you how to live your life. That's not going to happen in a homeowners association because you'll just, if you don't agree, you'll just move. Or,
well, right. I mean, it might. I mean, if you break your agreement, and part of that in that agreement is that if you if you start just violating it left and right, they may send a security agency after you to remove you from the property. I mean, if that's part of the agreement, right? Like if there's a provision in there that says if you violate this thing X amount of times, we have the right to forcibly remove you from this this property.
Correct. And just in like the reverse, I'm sure there's like a head of the homeowners association. I'm sure you can boot them out if you don't agree with how they're treating you. If they're sending the police guards or whoever you have ruling the homeowners association, I'm sure you could kick them out or you can just move away. I mean, there's options. Like not in the government or the federal government we live in now. Like you have no options. You have to pay in. You have to abide.
Just for a point of edification, as someone who lives in a homeowners association, I believe that the way it would work, like for example, if I decided to start violating the agreement, would be that they would levy. This starts with like a $5 a day fine, which they could increase, and they would just levy those fines until they placed a lien on the property, and then they would exercise the lien to take the property from you at that point.
Which, of course, is a government-run system that we have today. So, I mean, the question we're discussing here is, what would that be like without the government out there?
Could very well be the same situation,
right?
Or I mean, you know, that there's, if any rule requires a punishment, and if it doesn't have a punishment, it isn't a rule.
Yeah.
Take a look at the Constitution. Has no provision for punishing politicians that violate it, and thus it is violated all the time. So, you know, yeah, I mean, anytime there's a rule, there has to be some kind of punishment to enforce the rule. And one would presume that you wouldn't want to violate, you know, you wouldn't want a rule that is so petty that that it's not worth having.
There's actually a strong argument that in a lot of ways, not having a government in some areas would make rules worse, that there would be even more rules, there would be even more restrictive rules, depending, right? Like if you're in an area of people who love to control their neighbor, then you might have some serious neighbor, what they call them, neighborhood Nazis in these homeowners associations.
Well, yeah, I mean, in like, imagine if you've got yourself 72 cottages that are all sort of attached together, and they're all painted the same color, and the roof tiles are the same color, and you know, this is what people want, and the lawns are immaculate.
Unbelievable! It's what some people want.
Yeah, it's all the little bushes are in little
awful
rectangles, and everything that these folks want. Well, if you start deciding you're going to paint your little cottage a different color,
pink, orange,
right, whatever yellow. It is you want, you know, instead of tan or right. whatever, then you're going to really throw things off for these people. That's not what they wanted when
they're
they signed up. And, yeah, it's going to be a problem. So, you know, that's not the neighborhood for you. You shouldn't live there.
Exactly, and that's why you don't follow government. So if you're having a problem with your homeowners association, you would just leave. So I just try to paint that picture for people to realize, like, yes, you can live without government. It's called association or, like, organization. It doesn't have to be government.
For sure, but it is hard to get outside of somebody's paradigm. I mean, we are talking about essentially a major paradigm shift, asking people to come to the understanding that what we know of as the government or the state today is an undesirable organization. Many people do realize this at some level because most people don't like having to cut a check on April 15th. They don't like having to jump through, if they're not cutting a check, they still don't like have to jump through the paperwork and deal with the hassles. But at the same time, they'll still tell themselves, well, you know, even though I don't like Donald Trump, we still got to have a government. We still got to have the federal government. And they just, you know, it's a lot of indoctrination to break through. All right, so the other topic tonight, a la Loco, what was that?
Real quick, I was just thinking when I was doing the dishes today, and I was just like, you know what? Like, I was listening to the Call of Freedom. I was like, how come we don't have, like, a libertarian, like, documentary? Like, I was listening to them today, and they were just, they had some video playing saying how bad libertarians are and all this misinformation. So it's like, you know, Ian made that kind of documentary with, what's his name? Like, name's escaping
Derek
me right
J.
now.
Derek J. Yeah, Derek J. Victimless Crime Spree.
Yeah,
I was that's what I was going to say. Wait a minute. We don't have a libertarian documentary. I mean, Derek J.'s Victimless Crime Spree is about as good as it could possibly get. In my
Plus, you're the executive producer for 101.
Like,
no, I was a co-producer for that.
Co-producer, excuse me.
But I was thinking more of, like, I don't know if you guys have ever seen the show True Life, but, like, on MTV. But it's just, like, basically, like, there's a group of five people, and they just discuss, like, the topic of that episode. So I was like, why don't we have, like, a documentary of, like, five libertarians and just see how
they're doing. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Hang on if you want here. Why not have a documentary of five libertarians? Well, isn't that what we do every night here is, you know, have three
libertarians? Talk show is what
there's
that sounds like.
Four of them on right now. So are we close? Hang on. It's Free Talk Live. And if there's a really good libertarian documentary out there, let us know what it is.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, then you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Dial in toll free. Bring up anything here if you want. Whether it's women and men in the United States, we were talking about what women want. We still got some more on that list of 20 things that Johnson was going over here in a little bit. We actually have a lady caller, although she didn't call in to talk about that subject. Maybe she'll comment on that here in a bit. But you can join us online over at freetalklive.com, and you can also shop with Free Talk Live by going to shop.freetalklive.com. There are links there to stores on the internet like Walmart, where if you buy stuff through our link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of the purchase price. So once again, head on over to shop.freetalklive.com as we get back to A La Loca calling us from our Discord on-air call-in line room. And I think you're in Orlando, is that right?
Yeah.
All right. So you were calling asking about libertarian documentaries. And, Mark, when we turned off the microphones, you said you weren't sure if A La Loca really knew what a documentary was.
Yeah, I was. I mean, what she was describing to me sounded like a talk show as opposed to a documentary. A documentary documents, you know, either a portion of a person's life or some sort of activity, an area, something like that.
No, I wasn't confusing it. I was thinking, like, yeah, you guys, I'm not trying to down play Free Talk Live at all. No, that's not that wasn't my intention. Of course,
I wasn't thinking you were.
So, no, but I was just saying, like, I really think that people think that libertarians are, like, not normal people. We're normal. We have emotions. We think logically, of course, but I would really like people to see, like, behind the scenes of what a libertarian has to go through a day. Like, me personally, like, I constantly I judge things all the time. I'm always like, why does government have to put their nose in this? Why this? Why that? And I mean, when I have relationships with my husband, like, I constantly argue with him because we don't see eye to eye. And I wish maybe if someone could document that and, like, see my point of view, you know, like, it's just a thought.
It's interesting, though. I mean, I see what you're saying, like, a day in the life of a libertarian, could that be documented? And, you know, if you've got a documentary crew with you, that obviously is going to change how everything plays out, right? So, like, when you have television shows claiming to be reality shows, we know the actual reality isn't that's being pictured. They've put people in a situation that they otherwise wouldn't be in, or even if it is a situation that they would otherwise be in, having a camera crew present will change how people react, will change how people behave. If there's a camera crew present, some people are going to play to the camera. They're going to change their behavior based on the fact that the camera is there. They're going to become more shy or they become more outgoing. They will not be their normal selves. So then, you know, how do you get an accurate representation of what somebody's life is actually like? Well, now you're talking about hidden cameras. Right. Well, if that's the case, then if you've got a hidden camera going on, then you've got issues with liabilities and releases and using people's, likenesses without permission. So if you're going to be doing hidden cameras, you'd better do it in a state where it's not illegal to record somebody without their consent, because otherwise you're looking at a wiretapping violation. And further, if you don't get a release form signed by everybody that has been recorded by that hidden camera, then they can sue you if if they think that you're trying to make money off of whatever it is that you come out with. I'm not saying that what you're asking for couldn't be produced. I'm just saying it would be a heck of a challenge. First, you'd have to find a libertarian worth following around, because not all of them are particularly interesting. And you'd want to find one that has some interactions that would be worth recording. I think it could be done, and I think it could end up being interesting. It's just it takes the right producer to be able to do that, the right kind of director, the person who's got the vision for whatever it is that they want to create. And we've certainly had people come here to New Hampshire who've wanted to do documentaries about the activism here. They'll come here and they'll shoot what they call a sizzle reel. This has happened in the past before, where they'll take some of the clips from some of the activism that's happened like in Keene, and then they'll do interviews with us, and they'll put it together to try to pitch it to a network to get picked up. And I guess it's never gotten picked up. So it's not to say that some people haven't tried to do this, but Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, of course, is the one that we did. And in that case, we didn't actually create that we didn't do all that activism in Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree with the intention of turning it into a documentary. It was after the fact. We were sitting around talking about it, and we figured out that it would make a pretty cool documentary. And so it was sort of created later on because we had all this really cool footage. And, well, how do we tell this story? Because the issue was, we were putting out sort of one-off videos relatively often where, you know, some event would occur. People with cameras would be there. So some protest out in Central Square here in Keene or whatever, people with cameras would be there. We'd release video from that. But then the people watching it, if they didn't know all the things that had happened before that might have been tied in, that one video clip didn't tell the whole story. So we felt like there was a real need to tell a much longer narrative. And so that's why we created that. I don't know if there's anything else that has really hit that level. I mean, you could look at like Alex Jones documentaries or whatever, and some people claim, I mean, he has said he's a libertarian. I don't know if that's actually, you know, if most people would buy that.
Don't compare us with him, please.
Well, I did hear him say that the other night when he was saying F Trump. Did anybody see that footage? That was really.
I see the footage, but I don't remember him saying he was a libertarian during that footage.
It was during one of them.
I saw like 5 clips of it. I mean, 5 minutes of it.
Ala Loca, any comments on the women discussion that we were having earlier about, you know, what women want from men in America?
I was kind of in and out of that discussion. If you could recap it for me, I can probably comment on it.
Well, we were on Good Listener. We were on there's different four different lists. And
the article lists virtues and says that women like virtues.
Wait.
It's really ridiculous.
We can ask four questions real quick.
Okay.
So if you were to say the top character trait that you would look for in a man, what would you say that would be?
The top one or
the top one character trait that you would look for?
Relatable, I guess.
So we didn't get that one in the list. What about the top personality trait?
He has to be funny.
There you go. That was number one.
That's part of relatability, by the way.
What about the top practical skill?
Ooh, he has to be a handyman. My husband's a mechanic, so that was a plus.
If you can't be handsome, at least be handy.
Yes. And the what would you say the top physical attribute?
Ooh, abs maybe.
Yeah. All right.
How many guys have you seen with those?
I've dated a few guys with abs.
Yep, good for you.
There you go. Hey,
hard to come across.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. She's there on the Discord on air call-in line room, as you can be. If you hop on over to discord.lrn.fm as we continue, let's go to Stephen in Pennsylvania, listening online via the lrn.fm app. Go ahead, Stephen.
Stefan.
Oh, sorry, Stefan. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's me. I'm traveling right now.
Ah, okay. See, I would have known it was Stefan if you were calling from Ohio. That's what threw me off.
Yes, I'm calling from the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania for the first time ever.
All right.
I have a real conspiracy to share.
Let's hear it.
Dollar General is trying to take over this country.
Okay. What's the evidence?
I've traveled through the boonies, okay, for the past day.
Yeah.
And these things are everywhere.
Is this the first time you've been to the boonies?
Yeah, the real boonies, yeah.
Okay, well, I got news for you. Dollar General's been around for a long time, and their locations tend to be in the boonies.
Do you know that there's an actual conspiracy about Mattress Firm?
That they're drug runners?
That there's, like, in that they're, like, taking over, that there's, like, this completely ridiculous amount of mattress firms in every, like, city that you go to?
But I see them everywhere. It gets to the point that it's, like, you drive every 5 minutes, you see another one of these things. Why do they have to have so many stores?
Why? What upsets me is that they actually aren't like an everything's a dollar store. You know?
There's just cheap things there.
Just yeah.
General.
Well,
crap.
The reason is, Stefan, is because people like a bargain and they want to be able to get new things, and there's cheap things at Dollar General, and that's why they are everywhere.
And the real estate is cheaper out in the boonies than it is, you know, in the middle of, you know, you don't see it in Manhattan. You don't see Dollar General in Manhattan.
I haven't noticed it, no.
Yeah. Stefan, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it. Have safe travels out there. There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out her website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm, or you can join us on the Discord on-air call-in line, which is where I would say the majority of our callers have called the show tonight, and they've sounded pretty great as a result. With you tonight in the studio, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
All right, if we get the chance, we'll try to hammer through some more of these things that women want in men, but first we go to the phones. Let's talk to a real expert on the subject, Sarah in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Sarah. Sarah in New Mexico. Hello.
She wants a safe driver.
Sarah. I don't know why she's not there. We're going to put her on hold. Meanwhile, we go to Bad Slave. He is in New Hampshire on Skype. Go ahead, Bad Slave.
Hi. I had a couple more answers to the libertarian documentary.
Oh, yeah.
Even focused on New Hampshire. Okay. The Libertopia.
Libertopia, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I still haven't seen that one.
You haven't?
No. Oh, you should. That was, you know, the woman that produced that, you know, was neutral and you know, became much more libertarian.
I heard that. I heard she joined the Free State Project after filming that.
I think she did sign up. I you know, we're friends on Facebook, but I haven't stayed close with her. But
also, I said I own a copy, as though that matters when you can watch it freely on YouTube.
It is free online. Yeah.
right. Yeah, you can pull it right up.
It's a show that follows, what, 3 different movers to New Hampshire for the Free State
Correct.
Project?
Yes.
2 of whom have left.
Right. But an important one, Matt Simon, is still there.
That's true.
And
although he left for a little while.
Yeah, he was living in Vermont for a little while.
Where's Lou? Wasn't Lou one of the... Lou was one that was in there, but wasn't one of the 3.
Yeah.
Lou Eastman?
Yeah.
Did Anderson leave?
Will Anderson? No, he's still here.
Yes, that's one
No.
Oh.
Will Anderson...
Okay, it was
Matt
Willie.
Simon,
right, you're right. Okay.
And Andrew.
Andrew Carroll, who moved to Keene. Yeah.
Carroll, right, right.
I'm sorry, yeah, I don't
understand. There's only one out of
At one point, the answer was two had left.
True, yeah, Matt Simon did live in Vermont for a couple of years, and I think he has moved back to New Hampshire since then. But I could be wrong. Maybe he still lives in Vermont. Yeah. I don't know.
So the other thing is that there were just two hour-long shows. Now one was The Exchange, that was following up on the Free State Project.
You're referring to an NPR show or a New Hampshire Public Radio show?
That's correct, yeah.
Documentary. I mean, if it's a live radio show.
There was one more that was much more of a documentary. It was a whole hour long, and it was on the show that comes after the, in the early afternoon.
I don't know. I don't listen to NHPR, so I have no idea what's on that.
Well, station. You can just do a search for Free State Project within
that. Well, they recently
that.
Actually had an hour-long show about the Free State Project. I actually posted it on freekeen.com. That happened last weekend.
There were two of them.
Last weekend?
That were just, not last weekend, but two of them in the last...
last few years, last
month
several years.
Or less.
Okay.
Not a couple of years, last month or less.
Huh. How about that?
I'm serious, and they were very telling, and they were fairly neutral, and brought up what's her name, Xander.
It's not useful throwing names out because most people outside of New Hampshire don't know who any of these people are. You're referring to a woman who is running a progressive group here in New Hampshire. They're a very anti-Free State Project. They're very anti-liberty.
They're internationally funded, the progressives.
Her name is like Zandra Hawkins, and she. The interesting thing about her is she talks a lot of crap about how Free Staters are moving to New Hampshire in order to change the system, but she herself...
Moved
to New Hampshire in order to change the system in favor of the state.
Yeah, and she's getting funded to the tune of $80,000 a year or something like that. I don't know.
But yeah, I don't know that either. But there's theories that George Soros or whatever is behind the funding of that particular organization.
It's been tracked effectively back to.
All right. So your documentary suggestion was Libertopia. Anything else you wanted to throw out there for documentaries that you like?
I think it's worthwhile to look at the Free State Project ones that are on NHPR.
All right, there you go. Thank you for the call tonight, Bad Slave. Appreciate it. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
I love how NHPR feels obligated. By the way, I'm what they call a sustainer of NHPR. I give money. They always feel obligated to give the other side when it comes to the Free State Project. They don't feel obligated to give the other side in very many government programs. They just report on the government program.
Right.
So when it comes to the Free State Project, well, let's hear what other people think.
Right.
And that's good reporting, mind you, but they never come and ask the libertarians what we think about a particular government program. The only time that you hear from libertarians is when they're reporting on libertarians.
All right, so back to the list here of things that women want in men, at least American women. We're talking about being a good listener, and as I was saying, that's something that I think is just important generally in relationships. But this was the number one result in this category, which the category is practical skills.
Yep, so again, we get practical skills. And number two is romancing. Romance appeals to a woman's right-brained, less logical side. 45% of women said they fantasize about being swept off of their feet. Romance is bold because you're displaying your desire for a woman and revealing a softer, more vulnerable side.
I don't even know what romance is, and I don't like it, right? It's offensive to me, just the terminology.
Well, maybe you would appreciate number three, then, which is being good in bed.
Okay, it's a practical skill.
Okay, so this might seem obvious, but take it from us. It's not just about the orgasms. A woman knows that a man who takes care of her in bed will take care of her out of bed. Of course, the orgasms don't hurt. Number four, cooking, cleaning, etc. 23% of women said that if you learn how to make one or two killer breakfasts or dinners, you'll win hearts.
I think that's true. You should, every man should have a dish or two that they can pull out of a hat, be able to say, look, I can do this. See this? And it's what it is it's a
French toast.
It's a lie that you you know portray early on in the relationship that suggests that you have more dishes, but you're just able to do this.
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't even have that.
No, I know you don't.
Five earning potential. One in five. See, this is how you know that they aren't being honest.
Right?
One in five women surveyed said a man's success in his career contributes to his sexiness. If you've demonstrated talent, goal achievement, and follow through, you give women confidence that you will be able that you will be a good provider.
Wow,
so only 20% said that was one of the top things.
That's a surprise.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, having a job is different than, you know, being a good provider. Maybe that what they're trying to say is that money is not as important to them as it was to generations in the past. And I think that's true. I think it's unwise, but I think it's true. It might as well be, considering how poorly employed, the millennials are supposed to be. Not that I know. So, yeah, I think there's a difference between just a woman wanting a guy to have a job. That's just an expectation.
So then the last five are the physical attributes, and I'm just going to say them, and these, we might not be able to describe all of them, but the top five physical attributes are
not
one, sense of style, two, handsome face, which is probably not fat because of the jawline, height, muscular build, so it'd be
not
those
fat.
Abs,
not fat,
and then fitness,
not fat,
right?
Yeah. So, sense of style, the way you dress reflects on the woman you're with, and she knows it. The man who knows how to match a patterned shirt and tie will notice when she's dressed well, too. Keep your tailor and your dry cleaner busy, and spring for posh, touchable fabrics like cashmere suede.
I've been to a dry cleaner once in my life.
Well, I can tell you this. When I was dating, and it's been some time.
And it was this year.
What's that?
The one time I've been to a dry cleaner.
I was going to say, I have not been dating this year. Please do not say that on the radio. So what I've, you know, been out there dating is I would often go after work. I would get more attention on a Friday night when I was going after work wearing a press shirt and a tie. And it was pretty clear that I had a job and not a bad one.
You looked successful.
Versus on a Saturday night when, say, I'm,
down.
Yeah, not dressed the same way. It'd be weird for me to dress up in a tie and a shirt on a Saturday. And I just noticed there was always a difference.
Was there a difference in the amount of attention or the quality of the
the amount of attention? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Out of time for tonight. You want to add to the discussion? We're back tomorrow. You can join us online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com.
If you want to help me increase my earning potential, you can go to libertyminded.com.
Thank you for that. Get official Free Talk Live shirts over there at libertyminded.com. As well as some other cool cryptocurrency and freedom-related stuff. We'll see you tomorrow at freetalklive.com. In the meantime.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.